Welcome to the Compliance Perspectives Podcast. I'm Adam Turtletaub from the Healthcare Compliance Association and Society of Corporate Compliance and Ethics. I'm coming to you today from Las Vegas, Nevada, and the 2018 HCCA Compliance Institute. I am joined today by Kim Brandt. Kim is the Principal Deputy Administrator for Operations at CMS and has been a longtime participant in our programs. Kim, first of all, thanks for taking the time out of the conference to join us.
My pleasure.
So let's talk about your new role, first of all. You had been working in the Senate. You just moved over to CMS. How's the transition been?
Well, it's definitely been a little bit of baptism by fire. The Senate, I thought, was busy, and I felt like I was always doing a lot and having to fight a lot of fires. But having been gone from CMS for 7 years, I came back and realized that CMS almost doubled in size when I was gone. So it's definitely been a busy but good adjustment.
Wow, that sounds like a lot. Doubling is definitely a big amount to deal with. Now, there's a lot going on at CMS behind all the doubling of size. So let's start with the agency's burden reduction and regulatory reform efforts. How are they coming, and what should compliance professionals be looking out for?
Well, we're really excited about this. We call it patience over paperwork, and it's one of the administrator's really sort of primary focuses, and it's something that she takes very seriously. I think for compliance professionals, it's really exciting because what it means for all of you is that we're actually thinking through from a common sense perspective, what do you have to do? And is all that paperwork really necessary? Since we started the initiative, we've been able to reduce the number of regulations that we've issued by about 20%, and we've reduced the number of pages that we've issued by over 20,000 pages just in the last year alone.
Wow. That's a lot, and I don't think anyone has ever said, geez, I miss filling out all that paperwork. Life's terrible. So let's move on to the area of investigations, audits, and the appeals process. What's new there?
Well, I think what's new there is, again, we've kind of taken a different approach. As I think most people are aware, there's been a huge appeals backlog. Judge Griswold actually spoke at the conference yesterday, said the current backlog is 502,000. Claims, and it would take the average provider over 1,000 days to have their appeal heard. So what we've really been trying to do is reduce the need for those appeals to begin with. And to that end, we have started something called targeted probe and education, which means that instead of automatically denying a claim, you get a three strikes and you're out approach, which means that we work with you. If we find that there's a reason for a claim to be denied, you actually get a one-on-one, either on the phone or in-person educational intervention for up to three times until we are convinced that you either just are deliberately not getting it right or there just continues to be a problem. So you won't get your claims denied and you won't actually have something to appeal until we've gone through that process.
Interesting. So it makes it probably a bit less confrontational and dramatic at the start, then.
The whole idea is to be more of a partnership. In the past, unfortunately, for a variety of reasons, you would get just a letter or some sort of, you know, interaction from the contractor that says your claim is denied, maybe a confusing code, maybe even contradictory codes. I've had many examples shown to me where the same contractor denied the claim for different reasons for the same patient and the same diagnosis. This is to hopefully eliminate that and make it more of a dialogue and to make it more of an educational interaction so that people actually understand how to get it right.
Interesting. I keep thinking back. Yesterday, I recorded a podcast with Sean DeGroote about working with regulators, and she talked about the fact that it's good to establish a relationship before things go wrong so you build up trust and understanding. And it sounds like from your side of things, it's very much the same approach.
Absolutely. And it's something that when I came on board last August, we had been starting to move in that direction, but I really put my full force of my current position behind it to really work with the program integrity folks, our medical review people, so that they could actually do even more in that regard, because I spend so much time talking to compliance officers. I knew it was a frustration. And we have seen a dramatic decrease in appeals since starting this process, and we're cautiously optimistic that it's going to have a real benefit in the long run.
That sounds great. Now, let's talk about the opioid epidemic. Dan Levitson spoke about it this morning. He's the Inspector General at HHS. How's CMS been addressing it?
Well, as a payer and as the world's largest payer, we have a multi-pronged approach to the opioid epidemic. We've really been focusing on three areas: prevention, treatment, and data to address the epidemic, and have several different programs across all of our lines of business to really address it. We take it very seriously because for us, it's all about getting the right treatment for the right patient in the right setting. And that's something that's a little bit difficult to do because Medicaid programs differ, Medicare has different rules, even the exchanges. So we've really been working to figure out how we can best, again, from our payer perspective, work to hopefully decrease the number of people who are getting addicted and work with providers to have less prescriptions going out that would allow people to get addicted.
Excellent. And finally, one last question. You know, is there anything compliance professionals and businesses should be thinking about differently from CMS's perspective?
Well, I think the biggest shift that I've seen, particularly since being back at CMS this time, is that it's a much more collaborative approach than it ever was in the past. And I think going back to what you said, Sean mentioned about working with your regulators, I think that there's a new openness and a new willingness at CMS to really engage in a conversation. And we're really looking for feedback from providers about how to make our programs better. And we've done a lot to really implement that. So I think, you know, the biggest things are we still expect compliance. We still want people to do the right thing and to submit things the right way. But if you don't get it or if you're confused about it, let us know, because we're really trying to make it a more transparent and open process where we're more customer service oriented. And in the end, that just helps everybody by making the programs work better.
Which is ultimately the goal, to protect the taxpayer, to protect people's health, and make better outcomes for everyone. Well, Kim, thanks again for taking the time to talk to us today and away from the sessions at the conference, and thanks for speaking while you're here.
No problem.
Thanks to all of you for taking the time to listen. I'm Adam Chertletaub from SCCE and HCCA saying I hope we were able to expand your compliance perspectives.